It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
The Drive is live.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Yeah, I liked our pace, you know, in and out the huddle. I like the calls Kale's made. I like the guys I was out there with. It was smooth, so I had a good time. You know, it's always fun playing, so it was really fun to play.
All right, that was C.J. Stroud after the game yesterday. It looks like he enjoyed at least a little bit of the first action he got in the preseason. And it did went well. 10 plays, 69 yards, 69 good yards, 10 plays, a touchdown, and they got up out of there. He made some plays as well when needed. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. I know many of you are hearing us for the first time here on 95.7 The Fan. Welcome in to The Drive. We appreciate you. We do this after game days with the Texans. Our guy, Clint Sterner, who is a two-time All-SEC quarterback. Second team, All-SEC quarterback.
Right, yeah, that's right.
And also played, obviously, for the Dallas Cowboys, the Miami Dolphins, in the league. So he knows exactly what it's like.
Nashville Cats just won a title. Play with them, too.
Let's stay here.
Maybe I'll go catch a game next week when I'm in Nashville.
Yeah, you should. Well, they're over. They just won a title, man. You're late. You might see some of the guys out celebrating, though.
Yeah, if you go to Printer's Alley, I'm sure that's where they will be. Demumbrium. Anyway, so he knows and has been in this situation. He has been and seen the good and been and seen the bad. So he is well-equipped to kind of watch the film, watch the tape, and give you his thoughts on it. But you can send in your grades, your thoughts on CJ's performance. We do it after every game, CJ's grade. Clint, you watched it live. We sat there next to each other in the press box, and then I know you've had some time to look over the film. I know it was just 10 plays, not, you know, four quarters, but what's your thoughts on C.J. Stroud and how he performed his first game out?
I mean, it's A+. It's A+. I don't want to act real excited about this. I mean, we've seen C.J. Stroud play really, really good football before, so I don't want to treat C.J. like he's a damn rookie that we don't know is capable of doing what he did last night. So, that's just respect for Seven. And so, last night was good. Last night was a step in the right direction. I mean, when you look at the things that he was able to do, I do believe that he's in control of the run game and moving it from one side to the other, getting you out of a bad play and into a good play. I do believe that when it comes to moving Woody Marks up, when you're getting double A-gap pressure, look from a defense, moving the running back up and to where he could pick it up. They bail, the running back slides out wide and picks up a corner cat. CJ's got a lot to do with that, kind of how he's letting that work and unfold is really good. In that play, he you know, manipulated the pocket a bit and pulled the coverage down and threw it to Foster Moreau for a quick touchdown. The throw to Jarrett Wayne on the sideline is a very difficult throw. He makes it look easy, so we all take it for granted, but that's a very difficult throw. I thought he did a hell of a job there. So
I didn't think the throw to Hutchinson, the back shoulder one, there wasn't a lot of space there. I mean, you could see a Nico probably potentially coming down with that play like that.
Yeah, it was a good ball. You know, that's one that he probably has not had a ton of work throwing back shoulders to Xavier Hutchinson, to be
probably
honest
not,
with you.
Yeah.
So that's something that you expect to get worked out. You know, I think there's one play I was telling you a little earlier where Ed Ingram gets beat pretty good in pass rush, and it's a play action. It's a long play action. We've seen it a million times. Deshaun used to do it in Bill O'Brien's offense, and now you see it in this offense with C.J. Stroud. The deep over route where the quarterback hard play action, you know, pull the underneath coverage down, and you slip that second level over route in there, and sometimes it takes a little while for that over route to clear that middle defender, And CJ has a tendency, or, and all quarterbacks do, have a tendency to kind of try to wait on that. Well, CJ came off his play action fake, realized that everybody was bailing into coverage, and got to his check down immediately. He didn't even try to wait. And in doing that, he avoided taking a hit because Ed Ingram got beat pretty bad in pass protection. So I think whether you just look at basic execution of the offense or you look at kind of next level execution of pass protections in the run game, or you look at navigating the pocket with good poise and quick decision making and avoiding negative situations across the board for 10 plays, CJ did a hell of a job. Again, doesn't surprise me. I think that CJ's shown the ability to do that, but that was an impressive run of 10 plays. It was an impressive one drive.
Yeah.
A plus, by the way.
And I'll be honest, I would say that too. We got some people texting in. I give him an A. He seemed more vocal at the line and seemed to be in total control of the game, Black Greg. I think that was an overall thing I saw too, Greg. Black Greg. The other Greg is, well, he's Greg. But that's one thing that I've seen throughout camp. He seems to be in control, not rattled, which is big because the last time we saw him in a game, he appeared to be rattled. He seems to be in control and more comfortable all the time. I thought, Clint, it was probably a dream drive for D'Amico Ryans and the Knicks. Like, ran the football, and there's going to be some of this. There's going to be some, and maybe more, you know, as a game goes on to where a team is like.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, all right, we're going to stack the box here, and we're going to make, we know you all want to run the football, and there's going to be some, all right, third, 8, 9, 10. What was it to Jarrett Wayne? 3rd and 11. Mm-hmm. Hey, CJ, we need to go make a play. 3rd and 4. He converted 2 fourth downs or third downs. He got out of the pocket after getting rushed and got the one over to Foster Moreau to get the first down on 3rd and 4 for 10 yards. And then, hey, 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11. Come make a play for us. And you know he was able to do it. And I think a lot of the offense, Clint, is going to come down to which. It sounds bad, is we want to do what we want to do, we want to do what we want to do, but damn, all right, we might not be able to do what we want to do. CJ, we need you to kind of pick us up here. And he was able to do it in that first drive and make the plays that he needed to make.
Yeah, I'm less worried about CJ being, I know a lot of people are worried about CJ being rattled based on what you last saw in the playoffs. I'm less worried about CJ being rattled, and my concern, if there is one, is more about does CJ really deep down embrace this offense? You know, does he really deep down embrace that he really, you know, had, you know, the comeback throw is really the only throw as a quarterback you go, hell yeah, I made that throw right there kind of deal.
Yeah, right. A lot of it was with the
boots, you know, the bootlegs, the checkdowns, the Y options, you know, those things. You get bored with those things and throwing the ball away on the bootleg when nothing's there. Ideally, you know, you'd like to try to go make a bigger play, force the ball down the field.
Yeah, that's the thought. And then when they, you know, say they're going to take the run and stack the box, is he still going to be able to do and run what they want to?
He's got to stay in such a, I mean, I think there's a mentality and there's an ability to just want to, hey man, let's go rip them. Let's just go rip this thing, man. Let's be aggressive. Let's drive the football. And that's just not what they want. They're going to ask him. They're going to ask him to do. And so and I don't mean like the F you kind of, do you embrace it? I mean like legitimately does he see himself playing the game in a more conservative manner, but in like just a super efficient way? And does he see that like, hey, this is who I'm going to be, and I'm going to be the best version I can? Or is it, you know, in moments, just not happy with it? You know what I mean?
And that's
more of my concern, Ron, than the rattled piece.
Yeah, and not happy with it because sometimes, like, the answer that he probably has in his head that he wants to execute is an answer. It probably is an answer. Like, if there's 8 in a box, like
one-on-one outside, yeah.
Yeah, that's but that may not be the answer that they that they get. Can he keep doing it?
You look last night. I mean, and in no way, shape, or form do I believe that this was a reality last night, but it's something that I think it's indicative of what my point is, right? If you're just watching that game, you look out there and Fernando Mendoza's goofy ass has a Super Bowl caliber play caller, and he's ripping the ball down the field, you know, a few times, you know, and not that CJ cares about Fernando, but I mean, when you look across the field and Josh Allen's doing that, and you look across the field and Joe Burrow's doing that, and you look across the field and Dak Prescott is doing that, God forbid you look across the field and Danny Dimes is doing that, and you're over here playing this conservative football, that's where I wonder, does CJ's mind venture into, boy, the what ifs? Or does he just say, hey, this is who I am. This is my brand that right now, as a Houston Texan, this is the brand of quarterback that I've got to play. That is my if there is a concern with CJ. It has absolutely nothing to do with what I saw last year in the playoffs.
Yeah, someone texted in, the best play of the game for him was the one he threw in the ground. Amen.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you.
I'm not going to be able to live with this all season.
Well, that's the hardest thing. I think that's the hardest thing for him to do.
I feel like Nick Cayley and Nick Caserio text that in. Like, oh, yeah, baby, throw that one on the ground. Not that drop back off his back foot.
They don't throw it on the ground. They dirt it.
That one back foot to Jarrett Wayne, you know, on the comeback. Not that one. Nah, baby, that one he's firing down into the ground. God. I don't know. I'm going to be able to live. I don't know. But no, I think it is a fair assessment of – like, especially when it's going to hit is when this stuff ain't working.
Yeah. Yeah.
When this stuff ain't working and you look out there and you're like, yo, I mean, I got Nico 101 out here. Like, what are we like, is this what we're going to do? We're going to keep bootlegging this puppy. And I'm going to keep hitting Foster Moreau coming over. And I'm going to keep hitting, like, this is what we're going to keep doing, that dump off, I watched it. I know they loved. He made that decision quickly for Woody Marks on that dump off and made it second and four instead of, you know, the potential of a lower
sack.
Yeah, a sack or a you know,
lower percentage
throw somewhere that may end you up at second and 10. I know they loved that, but. Yeah, we'll see how long, like, how that gets when and if they get into situations where teams are able to take away what they want to do.
Well, for me, it's less about what they love and more about what CJ will embrace. Because the reality of it is that they're not going to come back the next play and be more aggressive and get it back. You know what I mean? Their whole philosophy is to stay ahead and chip away. When you get behind and all of a sudden you got to try to take risk, that's not who they are, where they want to live. They're not going to live like that. And so CJ, and it looks like for all intents and purposes that CJ's cool with it and good with it. And I hope he is, because I think I've said it before. I said it after his rookie year. I think that's the best version of CJ. I mean, that's a really convincing. Now, if he can do that and not have an all rookie or rookie of the year type of season, then that's where you know you embraced it. It's going to be fun to watch, man. Looks like all things are trending in the right direction.
Yeah, it was a good first night to see what he was able to do in this offense. And again, it's the first night, and that's all we have to judge it by. And I think it will be different when there's more drives, and you got to make adjustments, and you got to change some things around, and you got to do some things. But from this, what we have, I think that's a good start to CJ in this new system. Well, really not new system, but the second year in this system. Coming up, our players of the game. Who did we like as our players of the game? There's a lot, I think, to choose from, especially in that first half. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.